Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what the divine messages are for today. And as always, we will begin by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love. Hey, DC, it says you're there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I think I'm here. I'm sort of here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I had a really good momentum there going, Barbara. Well, everyone, this is magical DC Love. Not as magical, I guess, at the moment as I'd like to be, but I'm so honored to be here. I've had a crazy journey. It started off with sugar cookies flying off my kitchen countertop. My cell phone began to text me. It was my cousin's very good friend from the other side. And then spirit actually sat upon me. I couldn't breathe, and I started screaming, "Get off of me." So I guess I wasn't listening to the little nudges that the angels were trying to give me, and they had to do something more. But I'm really glad they did, because this propels me onto the path that I am on today. And it is such a beautiful, beautiful path. I'm just so honored. And right now, you know, I'm here, and I'm just, you know, I'm always in awe. I channel and bring forth divine guidance from and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, the ascended masters, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. And I was walking past the television, and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I looked, and I said, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop." So about 5 hours later, she threatened me, and what she said is not really appropriate for Morning with Jesus, so we'll let it go at that. But long story short, we've been together, and it really is a divine connection that I have with Joan, and she truly is divine as well. She's left the door open. Those on the other side, they continually walk through that door. And my chance encounter with her has really given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And it really helps me to, you know, to relate with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. I've had a crazy journey, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I love that I get to connect with people on radio as well. But my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Oh, thank you, DC. And I am the divinely activated in two other things that are now completely gone out of my head. Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. And what that means is that I help people to find the power within themselves to recognize that they are important, that they can live their life in a way that brings them joy. In a lot of ways, it's coming back to loving yourself. That is the first person you are supposed to love. And apparently, it's the last person that most people love. But when you come back into loving yourself, you find that your life changes, and it changes in small and in huge ways. And so I help people to find themselves, because we are each and every one of us amazing, unique, special, wonderful, and we are supposed to have these fantastic lives, and it's time for us to wake up and realize that. So that's what I do, because that's what I needed to do for me. And if you want to learn more about what I do, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And one of the methods I use is a method that I was gifted from the divine. It's called energy upcycling. And it is phenomenal. It really, really is absolutely phenomenal. It changes beliefs all the way back to past lives and family generations and wherever it needs to go, so that you can start living a better life right now. So check out my website if you're interested. And now it is time for us to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing that I have is a beautiful little prayer. And it was written by Peggy Schaefer. And it's entitled, Right Back At Ya. Dearest angels, on most days, I ask you for a favor for myself or a friend. But today, I'm sending all my love and thanks back in your direction. Thank you for being with me, for guiding and protecting me, always. I could never stop feeling your presence. Your peaceful whispers announce the abundance of the divine and surround me in all ways, always. Your gentle touch, the light breeze from nowhere, brings the deepest knowing that I am adored for being me and supported by your love and guidance in all ways, always. In childhood, I was told a story which began, every angel's highest joy is being a human's biggest fan. And for that blessing, thank you. Dear angels, forgive me, please. I sometimes forget that I must ask for your help or you simply cannot help. Free will and all, it's your greatest and highest joy to soothe me, uplift me, protect me, and also kick me into action. But first, I need to ask, and always, always. You're never more than just a thought away, angels. And of course, no request is beyond your power. When I remember to ask and to also say in advance, thank you. So that was the beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read for today. And Ryan is coming in, and he's saying, you know what, guys, you haven't gone through my car wash in a while. It's time to, you know, to clean those chakras up again. It's the fall season, and don't you want to get in proper alignment? So I said, of course, Ryan, that sounds like a plan to me. So his car wash is open, and of course, as always, it's still free. So come on in. And Ryan is saying, well, wash the hell out of your car. And your chakras, too. And he's saying, sorry about that, Barbara. But we're going to get those chakras spinning in the right direction, and we're going to balance them, too. What a healing experience. So if you've got the time, we've got the shine. What a great way to remove all those unwanted energies from your fields. You know it's a win-win. So come on in. All you have to do is get in line, my friend. And as you approach the entrance, you're going to see the archangels, Raphael and Michael, at the entranceway. Just sit back and enjoy the ride. Let the angels do all the work. And you're going to see that you're going to begin to feel positive, and you'll feel that healing energy. Any negative energy or fear will dissolve. Cords are even being cut. Your chakras are spinning properly. And those colors, they're so vibrant. Don't forget to take a deep breath and feel that beautiful cleansing energy. Well, folks, you're now done with the electric car wash for today. All is well. Have a fan-damn-fucking-tabulous day. Ooh-zah. Come back anytime. We can help clean up your life. So thank you, Ryan. And we have not been to that car wash in a while, Barbara. We've got to, you know, remember that it's always open. My goodness.
Yes, that's true.
We don't want to forget, go through the car wash. And with that being said, anything is possible if you believe, and the best adventure that you can pursue is to live the life of your dreams. Listen to your heart. Acknowledge what you are feeling, because you're here to do what you love. And don't forget, life is a journey. Every day, you are one step closer to your destination. Why not enjoy the ride? Road closures sometimes make driving a little hazardous or at times even impossible. When that happens, call upon your angels to guide you to a road that leads to a better life. Never worry, because your angels are always, always, always ready to assist you. And they offer insight, guidance, protection. And don't forget, angels come in all shapes and sizes. They're always among us. They're sent from above, and they show up at just the right moment. Never doubt what you see or hear. When you least expect it, an angel may appear and help when you need it most. Would you recognize an angel? Because they don't always, you know, have beautiful wings. But they're always near, guiding us with light and love. So why not take a leap of faith? Your team of angels will help you connect with your higher power. Invite them along for the ride and watch as signs of opportunity appear. Their GPS will clearly guide you to follow your passion, leading you to a more fulfilling life. And while looking for signs that I'm divinely guided, I find the coolest signs. I really do. So you don't have to know, you know, you don't have to know an angel to be an angel. Just open the door to your heart and live every moment to the fullest with your angels by your side. And I guess that's what I have for today, Barbara.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, DC. And now let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloved one, you are loved. You are loved. You are loved. And we say this over and over so that you will finally hear it. Some of you were taught to believe that you are not lovable for a variety of reasons, and the reasons don't matter because none of them are true. You are loved. You are always loved. You will always be loved. Love is a natural and normal part of your life. Love is not something you need to go chasing. It's already there within you. Everything you're looking for is already there within you. Open your heart to the love that is you. Allow yourself to accept love, to radiate love, to be love. Open up to the love in your life. You are the love of your life. Allow yourself to truly be who you truly are. You are loved. You are loved. You are lovable. Love is you. We love you. And we always will. Okay, that was it. Short and sweet.
Beautiful. Thank you.
My pleasure. So now we are opening up to our callers. Hold on. I will open the chat room. So the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And when you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that you get that lovely symbol to let us know that you want to talk to us. And we are going to our first caller, which I think is Nathaniel. Let's see if I can get the computer to actually let him in. Okay. It's not working. Ah, there you are.
Hi.
Yay, we got you. Hello, hey. Nathaniel.
Hi, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Okay, and do you want the usual?
Yes, the usual, please.
Okay.
Nathaniel, this is DC. If you've listened, please, you know, also go through the electric car wash, okay?
And what is that? I saw that in there. Is that something? I'm not exactly sure what that is.
I think you've actually been through it before. We haven't done it probably since like midsummer. And it's just you envisioning that you're going through this car wash, and as you do, all negativity is just like cleared away from you. Okay? Your chakras get back into realignment. They're spinning, and they're the color that they should be. So I'll send it to you, and then you could just reread it, and, you know, you could do that at your leisure, and that helps when we're not on air with Morning with Jesus, okay?
Yeah, so it's something that it's like a meditation you do in your head.
Yeah, you envision it. You envision it, and you just have to read, you know, what I send you, and it really helps because the angels come in and they help you as well. Okay? And I'm getting, you have, right now, like I'm getting, you have a little bit of an issue, like really concentrating is what I'm getting. I'm getting there's an issue with concentration presently. Okay? And the angels are saying, Nathaniel, please just, you know, stay optimistic. And, you know, I'm getting like you're not totally giving all of your situation to the angels, okay?
Okay.
And ask them to let you see, you know, everything through their eyes. Okay? So, like I said, concentration is, you know, a big one, and your inner child is really mad at you. He's trying to kick you in the shins. He's saying, you know, Nathaniel, I want to play, and you don't listen to me. So you've got to make time for that, you know, that beautiful inner child as well. Okay? I'm getting like there's negativity and anxiety around you. And I'm also getting, you know, I'm seeing the word family, and I feel like there's some kind of a burden when you associate, you know, yourself with family as well. And you've got to release all of that, Nathaniel. You've got to stay in the present moment, in the here and the now. Are you thinking about, like, times gone by? Because I'm getting sort of like, I'm seeing, like, old memories in your head.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I just reflect back to
okay.
the past. Think about
all right, well, you know what?
Bit.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because you do need just a teeny little bit of healing for today. And I'll get you back on. We'll get you back on track, and I'm going to send you that electric car wash, okay?
Okay.
God bless, hon.
Thanks.
Okay, Nathaniel, we are going to do our wonderful dear innate statement. So, repeat after me. Dear innate, I forgive my family.
Dear innate, I forgive my family.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I live in the present moment.
Dear innate, I live in the present moment.
Dear innate, I disconnect the attachment to the past.
Dear innate, I release the attachment to the past.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for the things that I've done.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for the things that I have done.
Dear innate, I forgive all of my sins.
Dear innate, I forgive all of my sins.
Dear innate, I know that God has already forgiven me.
Dear innate, I know that God has already forgiven me.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am choosing to live.
Dear innate, I am choosing to live.
Dear innate, I am choosing a happy, healthy, wealthy life.
Dear innate, I am choosing a happy, wealthy life. What was that? Was that all that?
Healthy. I can't believe you missed healthy.
Yeah, healthy life.
Dear innate, it is my choice.
Dear innate, it is my choice.
Take a nice deep breath. Hey, that brought you back into the present moment. How do you feel?
Pretty good, thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart. All right, don't forget to have some fun today. Remember, your inner child wants to play.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Have a good
day. Talk to you later. You too.
Bye, Nathaniel.
Bye-bye.
Blog's Talk is still having issues.
Yes, it is. My goodness, it certainly is.
No, it won't let me mute Nathaniel.
Well, maybe there's a reason.
I have no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
And he is. We've had other callers, but they've all disappeared now. So.
My goodness. Him, his electric car wash via his Facebook Messenger. It's on its way, Nathaniel. Here it comes. There it is. All you have to do is read it, Nathaniel. Yeah, it's crazy. And you know, the energy is crazy too today because little Jackson, I said, Jackson, what do you want to get at the store? And he said, vegetables.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's why I say, like, the energy is not right, you know? I just want vegetables. Kind of scary. When you have a whole sort of asking for vegetables, you know?
Yeah.
But we took him last night, and he went to the Red Robin. And on Wednesdays, the Red Robin is there. And he had a ball. He was watching the Red Robin dance. He high-fived the Red Robin. And he had his french fries and his mac and cheese and his milk. He was thrilled.
Good.
He wouldn't eat a salad. I got some salad for him. He wouldn't eat the salad, so maybe he felt like he needed the vegetables today. So
maybe so. He's trying to compensate, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, today has been like a really crazy day for me. I woke up extremely early. Archangel Raphael came in and he was present wanting to help everyone that was going through something, whether it was physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. And all you had to do was, you know, say, please come in and accept his healing energy. And immediately I saw his beautiful emerald green healing, you know, energy like just surround everyone. It was permeating every cell. And he just said, you know, just know that you each have the power to heal. Whatever is needed is in need of healing. And all we had to do was just allow that beautiful divine light to flow through. And he was taking away stress that some were carrying. And he said to everyone, if you believe, you're on your way to renewed health. So I thought that was really beautiful.
Oh, that is. Wonderful.
Yes, it was really beautiful. Yeah, it was just like a crazy kind of morning. I had messages coming from everywhere. It's been doing that, like where I was just going from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. I'm like, oh my goodness. So crazy. But today, the 3rd of October. And Barbara, on the 1st of October, it started, you know, National Breast Care Awareness Month. So I ask each of you, just say a little prayer. Everybody knows somebody that went through breast cancer, maybe going through it now, survived it. And we call on Jesus and ask, you know, that he surround everyone that is going through this with strength and courage. And he touches hands on them with the power of healing. And direct those that need to be directed to the proper treatment. And also to just, you know, connect with their physicians, any kind of doctors, medical care, anyone that, helps to administer spirit to them and to connect with their spirit as well. And all of those cancer cells, you know, just to be taken away and replaced with healthy ones. So those powerful hands of Jesus are with us as well as we speak, Barbara.
Wonderful.
Yes, it truly is. And in between all of that, I had Marilyn Monroe popping in. And she's saying, always be yourself. Retain individuality, folks. Listen to the truest part of yourself. And she was laughing and just like having a great time. And then I had Tony Soprano come in, and his little message, maybe a little bit like, not what we want to hear with Morning with Jesus. Some of the words, you know. So, but all in all, he had a positive message, and he just wanted everyone never to give up, know that they're doing a great job. And he asked that, you know, not to listen to what people say about us. And, you know, just know that words, you know, can bring it down, and you don't have to listen to those kind of people. Excuse me, stay positive. And don't let others' opinions or insults bother you. And stay close to the people that really love and inspire you. And we've got to realize that every day is a gift. Be who you are and say what you feel and never, ever give up. And know that you're doing a great job. And he said for all of us, you know, all of us in this beautiful spiritual community, that he's saying, you know what, I can predict the future like Gandhi did. And he's saying, I'm here to tell you that you are doing an amazing job. You guys are all a swell family. You're lucky to have each other. And you got to remember that family is sacred. And he said, I love and honor you guys. So that was a beautiful message as well.
Yeah. Well, wonderful.
And then the universe came in, and I got a message, and I heard, good morning, universe. Thank you for all the good things in my life that I don't yet know about. So we're showing that we have faith, and we're thanking the universe in advance, Barbara.
Wonderful. I like that.
Yeah, and little Jackson was promoting us, and he's saying, it's a crime not getting the help that you need. And he was dressed in his police uniform, and he said, Barbara Grace and DC are going to be available to take your 911 calls. You know, so... Yeah, he's saying, join in with Morning with Jesus. They'll bring you the guidance, you know, and the messages you're needing. And if you need a little healing, we've got you covered. And then he got into his little police car that he recently got, and he said, all units in 4, copy that. I'm on my way to Morning with Jesus.
Oh, how terrific.
As you see, my mind, I was very busy this morning. The rest of me wasn't, but... My mind was like going like so fast, you know, it was going really, really fast.
Yes, I can see that. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was. If I could only get my body to catch up to speed, I'd have it made, Barbara.
Oh, well, you just take it one moment at a time and it'll all work out great.
Yeah, that's for sure, my goodness. Well, we have no other callers. I like I said, I know that like everyone's been complaining about Blog Talk.
No, that's all we have. We had a couple of other people, but they've come and gone. So I guess they were just listening and didn't have any questions. So I guess this is a short show this morning.
It seems to be, my goodness, a really, really short show. But you know what? That's how it goes at times. That's okay.
Yes.
And I'm
at least
here,
we could all call in.
Yes, and I'm sitting here, Barbara, and it's in the 40s where I am.
Wow.
And family member is in Virginia, and it's going to be 95 today. So where's the justice and all that?
It's probably going to be in the 90s here today, so.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Oklahoma. I don't expect
and it's, you know, it's going to be, like I said, about 95 today. And when my grandkids came for a visit, they said, oh, my gosh, Grammy, it's so cold here. I'm like, I guess from your perspective it would be cold. I'm like, it's like a heat wave here. What are you talking about? Compared to how it gets in the winter, I'm like, the heat wave. I'm good.
Oh, my goodness.
So everything, I guess, is a matter of perspective, right?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
I know that. I think we're on the same page there. So we have Archangel Uriel laughing in the background and saying, if you need a little extra help, call upon me, and I'll help turn your negatives into positives and your problems into blessings. And he's here to support each of us through anything that we may be, you know, going through at the moment. So you don't have to struggle. There's always help. And Archangel Uriel loves to help people that are indecisive. He's also really good with releasing old pain, releasing the blame. If there's any kind of, you know, unclear thoughts, he's the archangel to really connect with. And he's also saying, you know what, it's a good idea to call on me too if you're going, you know, through something with your career or those in school. I could help you with tests. So he's a really, you know, he's a really good angel to, you know, get to know.
Yes,
and it's really
is.
Funny because, Barbara, he helped the prophet, I think it's Enoch, E-N-O-C-H, who later transformed and ascended and is known as Archangel Metatron. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Archangel Metatron was one of the first angels, archangels that I connected with, and he wouldn't tell me his name, so I called him Mr. Bossy Pants for about 2 months. And I said, okay, Mr. Bossy Pants, step back. If you're not willing to tell me who you are right now, you have to step back. I'm in charge. So he basically was quiet for like 2 months, and then he stepped forward and told me who he was.
Oh, that is so funny. He was one of the first ones I connected with, too.
He was really loud. He had a really like a voice of authority, and he sort of scared me. I was a little bit like taken back. It's like very loud and, you know, like I said, the voice of authority. It was just like, wow, who is that? You know, but when I got to know him, I mean, it was like really, really beautiful.
Yeah, he is. Okay,
really,
we have a question
beautiful.
From the chat room.
Yay.
This is Rose Quartz, and Rose Quartz wants to know what messages we might have for her.
Very, very nice. I love the name Rose Quartz. That is amazing. And immediately my dog Ginger handed me some rainbow fluorite and clear quartz crystals just because of your beautiful name, okay? And what I'm getting, like the clear quartz is going to help you with your spiritual energy if you need a little bit more strength. Maybe you don't feel like you have the divine support that you're needing. And let me see what the other one. Okay, the rainbow fluorite. What did you give me that one for, Ginger? We understood the clear quartz. I'm trying to see what she's showing me here, what that one is used for. Okay, and I guess the other one would be to help with meditation. For the heart chakra work is what I'm getting. And what I'm getting, Rose Quartz, and like again, I just, the name is really beautiful. I ask that you love yourself unconditionally. I hope that makes sense to you, but unconditional love right now is very, very important. Okay, so Ginger's saying we still have some messages for Rose Quartz. Okay, Ginger. Okay. So the other thing that I want to give you, as I'm seeing a father figure, possibly a birth father, and I'm getting with this, you know, person, you do have some issues that are unresolved. And with that being said, that could continue on to any male that you connect with. And you could have, you know, issues like with relationships with men. Because I'm getting that these old emotions, they are affecting you presently. I don't know if you have any memories, you know, of your birth father and any kind of issues that were had. And I'm also feeling like your heart is a little bit heavy as well. It's time to release those negative patterns, Rose Quartz, okay? And the angels are there to help you to heal and release, you know, whatever it is that you've been holding on to. And you've been holding on to all of that for, like, quite a long time. So if you're willing to, you know, release and, you know, allow the healing to come in, I'm getting the word miracles around you. And you yourself are a miracle, and children love you, Rose Quartz. They love your beautiful energy. So I don't know if you've ever thought of working with children, but the angels will help you if that would be something that you would, you know, think about. Okay, and I'm also getting that you've got to love yourself a little bit more, hon. And ask the angels to allow you to see yourself through the eyes of the divine and honor yourself. And you've got to align with, you know, the true beliefs of who you are. You've got to focus on your journey and what it is that you are wanting. Because I'm getting that you're not putting, like, the full focus in that area as well. What is it that you resonate with, and what is it that's been, you know, calling you? Because I feel when you do that, you are going to be so proud of yourself. You are amazing, and you've got to start believing that. Okay, so we have one more angel coming forward and ready to help you to get balance and back in harmony. And there's this beautiful unconditional love surrounding you and your home, your family. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to make time daily for yourself, even like to meditate, because you're not getting the clarity or the healing that you, you know, really are needing. Okay? And I'm glad that you're connecting with us, because you're going to get some of that right now. But you're asked to focus on that beautiful heart chakra. And Barbara, she needs some healing in the heart area. Okay? And you've got to love yourself first, is what I'm getting. Okay? I'm also getting that you've got to focus what it is that brings you joy. Okay? And you've got to see the world as a beautiful place again. So that's what I have for Rose Quartz, Barbara.
Okay. So I am getting some wonderful dear innate statements. So, DC, you get to speak for Rose Quartz. And she said it was true what you said about the father, and she would love to work with children. Okay. Here we go. Dear innate, I forgive the men in my life.
Dear innate, I forgive the men in my life.
Dear innate, I release all of the negativity connected with men.
Dear innate, I release all the negativity connected with men.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for being a woman.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for being a woman.
Dear innate, I release all of the negativity connected with being a woman.
Dear innate, I release all of the negativity connected with being a woman.
Dear innate, I release all of the clutter from my mind.
Dear innate, I release all of the clutter from my mind.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I let go of the walls.
Dear innate, I let go of the walls.
Dear innate, I choose to come from love.
Dear innate, I choose to come from love.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be authentic.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be authentic.
Dear innate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear innate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear innate, I release all of my old identity.
Dear innate, I release all of my old identity.
Dear innate, I am creating myself anew.
Fear innate, I am creating myself anew.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to have loving relationships.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to have loving relationships.
Dear innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear innate, I unconditionally love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I unconditionally love and accept myself.
Just take a nice deep breath. Okay, rose quartz, that's what they said you needed to clear out. So let me know how you're feeling. I guess I should have told you that you were supposed to say the Dear Innate statements along with us. But if you didn't, you can listen to the recording and say them.
Barbara, she had issues like from a past life where there was never, ever enough. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she was motivated by fear in that lifetime, fear of never having enough. Okay? In this lifetime, what I'm getting is she has a little bit of difficulty communicating her thoughts and needs with other people. And at times it causes conflict. And this is a pattern as well that she has had through many lifetimes. And it's sort of like she's trying to like almost stay on top of things. And it's just like that too can be a struggle.
Okay. All right, so let's do a little bit more releasing then for Rose Quartz. So, Rose, say this with us, even though DC is saying it as you. I don't know where DNA was coming from.
Well, we're clearing her DNA, her ancestral DNA. We're clearing all of that. As she heals herself, she heals those that have gone before her as well. So the DNA, you said it once before, the DNA is important, Barbara. You've got it right.
Okay.
It's all good.
All right. Dear innate, I release not being enough.
Dear innate, I release not being enough.
Dear innate, I release not having enough.
Dear innate, I release not having enough.
Dear innate, I release scarcity from myself and my family.
Dear innate, I release scarcity for myself and my family.
Dear innate, I disconnect from the past life issues.
Dear innate, I disconnect from past life issues.
Dear innate, I know I am enough.
Dear innate, I know I am enough.
Dear innate, I choose to allow abundance in my life.
Dear innate, I choose to allow abundance in my life.
Dear innate, I am open to receiving.
Dear innate, I am open to receiving.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Nice deep breath.
Now that feels good. Wow. The energy has certainly changed, Barbara. It feels so amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Wonderful.
Beautiful, beautiful.
All right, Rose. That's what we get for you. And if there's anything else, type it in and I'll come back and read it. Now we have a...
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, Rose... did type. She says, thank you so much, ladies, for the wonderful messages. What DC said is so true about my past life issues, which I'm now struggling to deal with. Okay, let go of the whole idea of struggle, Rose. You do not need to struggle. Dear innate, I release the need to struggle. Say that so you can let that go. and allow your life to change with grace and ease. And you can say, dear innate, my life changes with grace and ease, to get yourself into that grace and ease. You're not required to struggle ever for any reason, not even for a second, so don't. Okay.
Beautiful. That was beautiful, yes.
Okay, and then we have a question from Little Fairy, and she's saying she'd like to ask if she should ask to be shifted to another department at her temporary job. There is a female supervisor with the initials VLA who has been treating her badly, and her workload is a lot. So what are you getting for Little Fairy?
Oh, goodness. My head is, like, spinning here. I'm getting an image from Ginger, and we're playing, like, tug of war. And she's saying, Little Fairy, let go, let go. You can't control everything. And she's saying, you've got a long-standing pattern, and you've got to let go. You've had this through many lifetimes. So you've got to just sometimes accept things. And I'm getting, you know, like she's got to just like let go of the situation, let go, let God. You've struggled so much through like many lifetimes. There was a lot of, you know, lifetimes where you faced opposition. And you know, you're a different person now. You've got to know that. And you're stronger than you think. Okay? So the angels are with you. And she felt like a victim in many of her lifetimes. And she needs to just, you know, to let go of that mentality. And I'm also getting, I don't know if you get out enough and connect with Mother Earth. I'm getting that's going to help you as well. Okay, you need to just like shake off that energy a little bit. Okay, and Ginger's playing with your inner child, even if you won't. So I'm getting you've got to let go of things that you can't control, and play with that beautiful inner child. Okay, and I'm getting like the situation she asked about is basically out of her control. So, you know, let go and let God. And things really change in the most unexpected ways when we do that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And stop worrying. Ginger's saying, oh, my goodness, you know the drill. Stop worrying. What does worry do? It makes you feel powerless. You're stuck. All you do is get more and more confused, and it could actually cause physical pain. Dis-ease causes physical pain. So she's saying, I'm glad that you, you know, connected with us, because I don't like the way it feels within you. And she's saying, Auntie Barbara, please come in. Her whole being is filled with all this crazy energy, and her heart hurts. She needs an emotional release. So she's saying she wants you to come in with some of those beautiful Dear Innate statements.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Dear Innate, I release the need to be a victim.
Dear Innate, I release the need to be a victim.
Dear Innate, I release the victim mindset.
Dear Innate, I release the victim mindset.
Dear Innate, I release all victim patterns.
Dear Innate, I release all victim patterns.
Dear Innate, I release being helpless.
Dear Innate, I release being helpless.
Dear Innate, I no longer give people power over me.
Dear Innate, I no longer give people power over me.
Dear Innate, I am the authority in my life.
Dear Innate, I am the authority in my life.
Dear Innate, I am responsible for myself.
Dear Innate, I am responsible for myself.
Dear Innate, I have the courage to speak up.
Dear Innate, I have the courage to speak up.
Dear Innate, I know I have value.
Serenade, I know I have value.
Serenade, I love myself.
Serenade, I love myself.
Serenade, I create a life that works for me.
Serenade, I create a life that works for me.
Serenade, I can afford my own life.
Serenade, I can afford my own life.
Serenade, I am moving more and more into my power.
Serenade, I am moving more and more into my power.
Serenade, I have value.
Serenade, I have value.
Serenade, I am enough.
Serenade, I am enough.
Take a nice deep breath.
Beautiful.
Okay, so she says that she did indeed feel like a victim. I took care of that. She says, I will let go of this is indeed out of my control. It's not something you need to control. Remember, it's your life. You're creating it. So what you are focusing on is what you are inviting. If you're focusing on being a helpless victim, then you are inviting being a helpless victim into your life. So focus on what you actually desire. Then she says, I am thinking things through well and decide if I should go forward and ask for the transfer with her. And it was scary. I should speak up more often, I guess. Yes, you should. You should say what's on your heart instead of suppressing it. And you can say, dear Nate, I release the fear. And you can say that anytime you need to. And you can say it as often as you feel like you need to. Because you don't need to live in fear. Fear is optional. It is not required. You can always release the fear.
And Ginger has another Dear Nate statement, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself completely as I am in this moment.
Yes, that's a wonderful one to say. And you may need to say
yes.
That often.
You know what? You're one of Ginger's teachers, and she's saying that she's been using those dear innate statements up in heaven. She's helping, you know, up there too, you know. So she's saying Auntie Barbara has these great dear innate statements, yes.
Fabulous. All right, little fairy, that should help. And you are so welcome. She says, thank you very much, Barbara and DC. All righty. All right, I think we are done for today, DC.
Well, thank you, Barbara. That is divine timing. Little Jackson just got back with his vegetables from the store. So I'm going to put them in. Okay, it's almost nap time, I know. God bless, Barbara. God bless, everyone. I look forward to connecting again.
Okay.
And if you can't wait for Morning with Jesus, we will be back on Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, with Love and Amazing Grace. Love you, Barbara.
Love you, too. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.